Hello and welcome to this Liverpool Ladies FA Women's Super League season preview. Thank you very much for joining us once again. And of course, thank you for having listened to any previous episodes that you may have over the course of the week. We are nearly at the end of the tunnel. I can see the light. And once again, I'm joined by my good friend Jen O'Neill, who I'm reliably informed is running an incredible 55 miles tomorrow. Jen, you are mental.
Yeah. But people say that about me, and not just about the running.
Well, look, we won't go into that. I wish you well, of course, but we are going to have a chat about Liverpool Ladies, and I don't even know where to begin with Liverpool, because it's been an off-season where we've seen a managerial change, we've seen a number of players leave the club, a number of players join the club, off the back of a season where they went into the 2015 campaign as champions back-to-back and then finished second bottom. I mean, when we look at what Liverpool have done and what's happened off the field, how do we begin to predict how this team is going to do this season?
I find it difficult. It's actually, Liverpool are a team I've probably seen the least of out of all of the years of the WSL. I've only ever seen them on TV, shamefully, so I'm going to make an attempt to see them live a couple of times this season. But yeah, it just what a turnaround, not just from winning the league 1 year to really struggling the next year. That was injuries and stuff as well. But then to, you know, towards the end of the year, there was all those worried murmurings from fans, and it just seemed that the door only opened one way, and everybody was leaving. The coach, 9, 10, 11 players, but then we get the seesaw swings the other way, and then they start making some really interesting signings. From an English point of view, you've got Alex Greenwood's gone there, and then there's all of these international players as well. I think we were just talking before, there's 9 international players come in, and I was reading Scott Rogers' blog the other day, and he says they've dropped the average age of the team down to 23.5. And he's asking for patience. So I think it's a fair comment. He's got a lot of interesting players there, and there's a lot of strength and exciting young talent. But how does it all come together? I think that's the key. Does it blend well? And I hear that they had a fantastic trip to South Africa. It was such a positive experience for all involved, and it was a great team bonding experience to have, to travel to go to the townships to play some games. So I'm sure that kind of thing really stands them in good stead.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. When I went up to Arsenal Ladies Media Day, I spoke to Jordan Nobbs about the time that they had out in Spain when they had the 2 friendlies against Bayern Munich and Wolfsburg. People who listen to tomorrow's show on Manchester City will hear from Georgia Stanway. She speaks about the time that they had out in Abu Dhabi with Manchester City women. So I think that you're right. I think this time away is massively important for these players, especially when there's such a huge turnaround. As you said, 9 players in. I think it's 10 or 11 players out. I mean, I can't even begin to go through the list. You're looking at, you're right, it's international after international. Sophie Ingle, Siobhan Chamberlain, Laura Coombs in on loan, Caroline Weir, Emma Lund, Mandy Vandenberg, Natasha Harding, Alex Greenwood and Shanice van der Sanden. That's just the players that have gone in. I mean, I'm not going to go through every single one that's left, but I guess the key ones would be Libby Stout, who Matt Beard took to Boston Breakers with him when he obviously left to go to the NWSL. We spoke about the importance of Katrin Omisdottir at Doncaster Rovers Bells, Becky Easton as well, Natasha Dowie at Doncaster Rovers Bells, Farrah Williams we spoke about, and the influence that she's going to have at Arsenal. I mean, the list is endless, and obviously the day that we're recording, it's finally been announced on FA Women's Super League transfer deadline day that Asisat Oshoala has finally joined Arsenal. I mean, the key thing now for them is that team really gelling and that team being able to start quickly, like we've said all along this week, because it's a short season, and if they start slowly, it's a long way to catch up.
Yeah, but you look at the players that they've got. So they've still got Gemma Bonner at the heart of defence, captain, leader, Shiv behind her, and you know Danny Gibbons is a good goalkeeper, so that's fine. You've got 2 excellent fullbacks other than Alex Greenwood and Martha Harris and Tatala Murray. Laura Coombs comes into the midfield on loan from Chelsea. She's a really fit player. She makes really positive forward runs. You're looking for positive players. Sophie Ingle, will she play at the back? Will she play in midfield? She's another leader, the Welsh captain. Great distribution, really laid back, and a happy character. Tash Harding, feisty, bubbly, fun, a great character, very quick. Caroline Weir, Scottish midfielder, she's deceptively strong as well. Kate Longhurst, how much experience has she got, the knowledge of the game. And reading about Emma Lund, I haven't seen her, but Scott Rogers, her coach, says she's technically good, she's very physical, and she's good at getting the ball in the back of the net. That's going to be key for them.
Yeah, agreed. And I actually had the opportunity to watch Mandy Vandenberg and Shanice van der Sanden in the UEFA Olympic qualifiers. And anyone that saw the Netherlands against Switzerland, they will have been mightily impressed with what they saw with Mandy and with Shanice. I mean, Shanice, for me, don't know how much you've seen of her, Jen, and I certainly don't know how much the listeners have seen, but
I just remember the lipstick, that's all I
Yeah,
remember.
The lipstick. But I tell you what, incredibly unpredictable. She came on as a substitute in that game, scored with essentially her first touch to put the Netherlands 4-1 up. And in the other games that I saw her as well, incredibly difficult to read in terms of what she was going to do. Very, very unpredictable, very direct, very quick. I think she's going to excite Liverpool fans because what I saw, I was really impressed with. And actually, Mandy Vandenberg also scored in that game from a corner. And I think those are two really useful additions by Scott Rogers. And I'm with you, what you said at the beginning of the show, there were so many players that went out the door in the beginning of the off-season. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I had Liverpool nailed on for relegation when I looked at the number of players that were going out. But I tell you what, with the players they've signed, it's really difficult to see them not finishing above mid-table and possibly, do you know what, maybe even challenging for a third FAWSL title.
Well, yeah, I think if he's, I don't think they're going to win the league. What do I know? But if Scott can get them in the top four, or even the top three, then he'll have done a really, really sound job. And we're not even considering as well the players who stayed. We talked about the newcomers. If you're going to ask me who my players to watch out for, then Katie Zellum is a real talent. You know, a great product of the Man United Centre of Excellence. Just a really exciting English talent in midfield. The player I pick out to look for, and hopefully with all of these players coming in, she can really stamp her authority and get on the team sheet every week, is football fern, the Kiwi import, Rosie White. My mate works in Auckland and has coached her for several years before she came over here. I saw her shine as a 14-year-old in the under-17 and the under-20 Women's World Cup. She hasn't really, I don't think, shown us quite what she's made of yet, and I think that this season is the chance for her. Everything's freshened up. She's not gone into an established side, in a sense, because they're all there fighting for their place. I'd love to see her come to the fore.
Yeah, agreed. And I actually met Rosie the day that she made her debut. She made her debut away at Arsenal, or certainly it was one of her first games, and it was just after the World Cup. And I think that was the problem. She didn't have a pre-season with the club. She came in after the World Cup, after New Zealand obviously competed in Canada. And obviously now she's had that chance to blend in properly. She's got a little bit of time under her belt. She will know what the FAWSL is all about. And I completely agree. Very highly rated in the US college system, played in a very, very talented group for UCLA alongside the likes of Sam Mewis. I think there's a chance there, you're right. She could be the key player for them. I think if I was going to pick out my key player, I think you mentioned her already, but a player to keep an eye on, I agree with you, Katie Zellum. I think Katie Zellum is incredibly talented, making her way through the England youth setup. Very, very talented midfield player. I like her. I'm not sure how much of a chance she's going to get this season when you look at the number of players that they've brought in. But then in saying that, when you look at the departure of Farrah Williams, maybe Katie Zellum is the natural long-term replacement for Farrah Williams, because she's a talented young player, and I'm sure that Scott Rogers will put a lot of faith in his young players. I think you mentioned Gemma Bonner, been there from day one of when Matt Beard came in and has captained that side to two league titles. She will have been as disappointed as anyone with the season that they had last year. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't think they're going to win the league, but I certainly look at a top four, top five as being achievable.
Yeah, those players like Katie, if they can just make the next step up, we're saying they've got promise, but it's just about maturing. This league is so competitive now that just having the odd good game isn't good enough. You have to be knocking on the door to get in that starting 11 and performing in every game.
Yeah, agreed. Well, as I said, Shanice van der Sanden as well. Definitely look out for her because she's exciting. I was really impressed with her when I watched her for the Netherlands. As we mentioned yesterday, you and I were at the FA Women's Super League media launch at St George's Park, and Satara Murray, the US defender who had her first season in the league last year, was one of the representatives there for Liverpool Ladies. So I had a catch up with her to talk about her first year in the FAWSL and also about the upcoming season. So here she is. So for this Liverpool Ladies season preview, I'm delighted to be joined by defender Satara Murray. Thank you very much for joining me, Satara.
First question.
What's the mood in the Liverpool team going into the new season, and how has pre-season gone for you on a personal level?
Pre-season has gone really well. It's been really exciting. We've brought in 9 new players, and they are really amazing. Each and every one of them brings something very special to the team. And I think with having that and having that gelling and having that relationship, you know, it really has allowed us to become a really good team. And I'll continue to keep reiterating, there's no pressure on us this year. So I think that's a really good thing going into the season, because if we did have pressure, it'll be a little bit different, especially with 9 new whole players, you know. So it's been really good. And kind of, you know, some aspirations is just to be a lot better than what we were last year, finishing you know, second to last, you know, in the league. It's not good, and it's not good enough for Liverpool as a club. So this year, hopefully, it's just take one game at a time and just go out there and have fun and do what we know how to do.
I'm interested that you say there's no pressure on you guys going into this new season. Why is that the feeling and the belief in the team?
Well, I mean, obviously, last year there was pressure on us because they had won the league title back to back in 2012 and 2013-2014, right. So obviously having that target on the back is huge. And for me coming in last year and having that target on with the team, it was a lot to handle, you know. This year not having that is nice. It's like a load. It's like some weight coming off of our shoulders. And the reason being is because, you know, we don't have anything to prove to anyone. So I think that's the best thing. It's just going out there and either proving people very wrong or proving them right. And I think it'll be great to go out there and prove them wrong that Liverpool, we're not going anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere. We're here and we're here to stay.
It's interesting you say that. I guess one of the things that people will look at is it was a disappointing season last year. Yeah. What's the kind of feat? I mean, how do you go into this season starting better? Mm-hmm. And as you say, proving those people wrong who maybe have doubts about how well you can do this season?
Well, it starts with preseason. And I think from the beginning of preseason, when we started in January, up until when we played this weekend in the FA Cup, we've been focused the entire way. And I think that will play a massive part in how the season goes. It's just being focused from the beginning to the end. I think we lost focus somewhere in between the middle of the season last year, and I think that's what really did not help us at all. You know, because I think we started off okay last year in the beginning, but this, you know, and then we obviously ended really bad towards the end. And I think because obviously we lacked focus, and I think this year Scott has done in a completely different mindset. He has a very different philosophy, which he has passed down throughout the entire squad. And you know, each and every training session, it's focus, you know. We don't lose it, we don't have room to lose focus. So I think that's just the biggest thing. It's just remaining, just having the same mentality from the beginning until the end.
You mentioned new manager in Scott Rogers, you mentioned 9 new players. How is it for someone like yourself, who was there for the whole of last year, adjusting to those new players but also adjusting to a new coach's ideas and, as you say, philosophy?
It's good, it's really good. I thought it would be a lot harder than it has been, but it's actually been a really good transition. And I think it kind of helped with Scott starting kind of giving us what sort of coaching he would do when he took over in November. He kind of made it his point very, very adamant the first day. He said, this is how I want and this is how it's going to be. And it hasn't changed throughout. And the new players have hopped on board, and it's like they haven't missed a beat, you know. So having them come in and, you know, transition the way that they have, it really has helped a lot. And for the other players, you know, for the veterans who have been on the team since last year, it really helps us out a lot as well, because it's not really that big of an adjustment. You know, they're gelling in really nicely.
Got to ask you on a personal level, an American in Liverpool. How much are you enjoying it? I know last year was difficult, but how much are you enjoying the FAWSL? Obviously, Women's Soccer Zone covers the NWSL as well. Right. We know what's going on over there with the league. But how much have you enjoyed your stint in England? How much are you looking forward to the coming season as well?
I've enjoyed it a lot. Last year, it was really up and down, which was really hard. But this year, I'm really looking forward towards it, because having that year's experience under my belt, now I know what's expected of me. Which is quite nice to have, you know. But I really do. I think the football here in England is extremely competitive. I think it's brilliant. It's a completely different way of philosophy that they play here, which is still an adjustment for me to get used to. But I think I'm finally starting to get used to it. But I really do enjoy every moment of it.
Because that's maybe one thing that we don't appreciate in this country is that you've made the step straight from college soccer into the FAWSL. Right. I mean, what were the major adjustments that you had to make in your own game and the real kind of eye-openers for you?
Everything, actually, no. One of the things that I realized is that my athleticism is, it can only take me so far. I really am having to learn the game, how it's played, technically, and not just depending on my athleticism. I have to, you know, there's other things that I have to add to my game as well in order to be successful in this league. And I think that's been the biggest adjustment by far, because obviously with America, we're huge athletes there. We focus a lot on athleticism, and that's obviously taken me so far in life and, you know, my entire soccer career. So having come here and adjust things, you know, drastically, it's been hard, but it's been a lot of fun. And
final question, what are you looking forward to most about the upcoming season?
Just proving people wrong. That's the biggest thing.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So that was Satara Murray. Big thanks to her for joining us on this Liverpool Ladies preview. And Jen, that brings us to the end of another show. You are getting to the end of that tunnel that I mentioned earlier. At some point, come next Tuesday, you and I are not going to have to talk again for a little while.
That's probably good.
Good for you, not necessarily good for me. But tomorrow we talk about Man City, plenty to talk about with them. Lots of people have their eyes on how they might be able to do for this upcoming campaign. So until then, many thanks to you, Jen. Many thanks to Satara Murray.
Jen.
And we will speak to you all tomorrow.
Thank you.